He did something everyone thought was crazy. Out of desperation, he sought a mail-order bride. Any day now, a girl named Callie O'Brien would arrive at the Laramie train station. Why? Because he chose her, and she accepted. This entire gambit was a flat-out gamble. He would rely on faith and hope. In his heart, he felt certain she was a cute, green-eyed Irish girl. Lord knows he'd soon find out. Michael Molloy had only recently begun to think like an adult. He was 26 years old and had always lived with his parents. He was a ranch hand who never had to deal with the business decisions. He had his own room, never went hungry or wanted for anything. But he should be married. He should have a family, a wife, and a few kids. The pool of eligible women in Laramie was ample, but in his defense, living on a ranch 10 miles in the country and working 6 days a week from dawn to dusk didn't facilitate courting. At the same time, he had nothing but feeble excuses, rationalizations that allowed him to be comfortable with his lax attitude. He just hadn't found that special woman. His sister Juliet had always been a pest, but now she was relentless.
"Michael, you are handsome, responsible, and kind. Plenty of girls would want to meet you. Tell you what, I'll arrange some dates for you. One of them will spark your interest."
He didn't doubt the veracity of her statement, but he put her off. That couldn't last much longer because she was determined and wouldn't let this go. He should tell her he had gotten cold feet. Her mission would only lead to something serious. He wasn't ready to take that big step. There was no need to do something hasty and regret it after it was too late. Nobody had been pushing him until last fall.